In the gospel reading today, we hear our Lord speaking to the Jewish people and telling them that he is the Son of God. And of course, they want to stone him for blasphemy. And we have to put this into context. Think back to that time. These are people who do not know the Trinity. They know that there is one God. For centuries, the Jewish people had nothing but trouble getting rid of all of the false gods. And all of a sudden, somebody comes along and says, I'm God. What are you going to do? And if I stood up here and said, guess what? I'm God. You would all say, no, you're not. Of course, I've demonstrated many times that I'm not, but nonetheless, you're going to immediately reject it. You're going to say, this guy is nuts. He thinks that he's God. He's crazy. Well, now, put that into the context of the crowd of people to whom Jesus was speaking. He's saying something to them that would have been very, very difficult for them to be able to hear and to accept. That's why he points beyond himself and says, look at the works that I do. These give witness to the Father. If I'm doing the works of the Father, then believe. And if I'm not, then don't. And that's therefore what all of us have to really look at. We've been taught, and rightly so, that Jesus is God. He is the second person of the Most Holy Trinity. But now, again, we have to look at that individually and ask ourselves, do I personally really, truly believe this? Because if we do, then everything in our life needs to revolve around that truth. And if it's just something that, yeah, we know what the truth is, we've heard it how many times, but it really hasn't gotten into our hearts, then we just carry on like there's no big deal. But you look at the first reading, and over, we hear the same statement. Do this and this and this. I am the Lord. You shall do this. I am the Lord. In other words, if we are truly going to profess our belief in God, then we have to look at what he's asking of us and saying, look, he is God. Here's what he said. Therefore, here's what I need to accept, and here's what I need to do. And so again, something for every one of us to look at honestly within our own selves. Because we've got the advantage, obviously, over the people from the gospel, because we've been taught. We know what the truth is. For them, it was really, really difficult. But at the same time, for us, what is very difficult is to make that adjustment from the head to the heart. A very difficult thing. Because the stuff that we have in our head, we can keep that out at an arm's distance. We can keep it objective, and we can just look at it all out here, and it really doesn't affect our lives all that much. If you let it into your heart, it changes your whole life. That's what the Lord is looking for. And so he is repeating all those things to us today. I am the Lord. I am the Son of God. I am the Messiah. I am the Christ. All the things that he tells them. But they told him, if you are the Messiah, just tell us so plainly. And he said, I did. And you wouldn't believe me. So now what about us? Again, you can look at and say, well, obviously I wouldn't be here today if I didn't believe. True enough. But do we really have that deep faith in the Lord? Not just that he is the Son of God, but being God, therefore my life revolves around him. Or I guess you could put it even a different way. There is an objective statement that says he is God. There's a subjective statement that says he is my God. Can we honestly say that? not just the objective part, because, yeah, we know that's true. And even Satan can make that statement. Satan knows that Jesus is God. So, praise God, at least we can make that statement, but we're not necessarily doing all that great if we can say the same thing the devil can. He can make the objective statement. What the devil cannot do is say, he is my God. He is my Savior. He is my Redeemer. He can't say that. That's the part that we can say. And that's the part that we need to be able to say. To let that get from the objective to the subjective, to get from the head to the heart, however you want to put it, and allow our lives then to be centered on Him, because He is the Lord our God.